and have holes in it, and the horse would just, he'd bray up before he'd go across. Hmm. And sometimes I'd have to put something over their fat head.
Mm-hmm.
So they couldn't see.
Couldn't see down. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it more still running? Just listen. Sure. Yeah, just listen if it is.
Hello.
Hi.
Called him, didn't you?
Chris, if it's not, if it is running, just go out there and switch the key off.
Okay, let me go check.
Just switch it off, the key, and I may be able to start. If I don't, I can use a jump cable.
Okay. I'll help you.
Well, how about the barn?
Yeah, that we had. Well, in old places like this,
mm-hmm.
they had a lot of barns. They need it all gone now.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell you the name of the place?
Mm-mm.
The old place.
Tell us why.
That's the name of it.
Uh-huh. This is, of course, my grandfather's home.
Well, his father married and built a house at the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Tell his wife I'm going down to the old place.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Hey. Tell me, this had been in the family for a long, long, long time, so.
Well, there were stables here. You had stables, and this was very common throughout the South. You had, over the stables, a loft. It really mm-hmm. was a second floor. And that was where they put the hay and the fodder. We used to pull the leaves off corn and put it in bundles. It was very clean food. And that was fodder.
Mm-hmm.
It came off the corn, and then we had just regular hay that was mown. Was it still running?
No, it wasn't. But I turned it off anyway, just to be sure.
Well, thank you. And fodder, and then we usually had a cotton house. We got the old cotton house out there, and then picked the cotton and put it in the cotton house till they got ready to take it to gin.
Mm-hmm.
And then they carried it to the gin. I can see the kind of wagons that carried it in now. They put a rack on it and put tow bags all around, and it just put the cotton loose in there. They get to the gin, and there was this big suction pipe would suck it out. And then when they get the cotton ginned, they bring it back and put it in the cotton house.
Mm-hmm.
The bales of cotton, they got ready to sell it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about corn? Where was that kept?
Well, the corn crib. We've got the corn crib out there now. We had two corn cribs. And we kept the corn in there. We never did shuck ours till we got ready to use it.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd give corn to the horses and mules, and then give the shucks to the cows.
Mm-hmm.
Save the shucks for the cows, aid the cows.
Mm-hmm.
And then up above the corn barn, that was the pea barn. They put dry peas up there, great big bags of dry peas.
Mm-hmm.
They take two sacks and cut them open and sew them together, make something like this, and put about 200 pounds of dry peas on that and tie them up and put them up in a dry place like that. And in winter, on a windy day, they would take them out and beat them with a stick. Just beat them and beat them, and they'd break open. And then you wintered them. You get up on something high when the wind was blowing, and the chaff would blow away and leave the peas.
Oh, so you didn't have to pick them open?
No, you didn't have to pick them up. No, you didn't. For dry peas, you never did
mm-hmm.
do that. And then my grandfather on the other side had a pea thresher.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it was good to take them all down there and run them through a pea thresher.
After they were dried?
After they were dried, mm-hmm. yes. But we used to pick peas during the Depression. Now, listen to this, which I probably shouldn't put the tell you about this. Times were awfully hard for everybody. And we even sold peas already shelled out for $1 a bushel.
Hmm.
It took you all day long, no matter how fast, to pick a bushel of peas, dry peas.
Hmm.
It took a lot of dry peas to make a bushel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.